Attention, tornado watch.
The National Weather Service has issued tornado watch number 293, effective until 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time. This watch includes the following counties in Texas: Collin, Dallas, Denton, Ellis, Hunt, Kaufman, Rockwall, and Tarrant. Remember, a tornado watch means the conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds in and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information.
K5Y, net control. We have an informal net. Again, this is not a formal net yet, but we're just watching for anything looks severe as this system of storms slowly tries to make its way to the county. Again, like, it's not a formal net, but I will take any reports of winds greater than 35 miles per hour, any hail, and any signs of rotation or lowering. K5Y, net control.
Tornado watch.
W5NGU.
K5YX, KD5JLY.
K5JLY, go ahead.
Thunderstorm. Warning.
The National Weather Service in Fort Worth has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Wise County in north-central Texas, southwestern Denton County in north-central Texas, Tarrant County in north-central Texas, until 2 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 12:55 p.m. Central Daylight Time, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Pecan Acres to near Willow Park to near Annetta, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected.
Skywarn, net.
K5YX, KD5JOI, I'm checking to see if you have a formal net activated.
We just did. With that warning, we're going to go ahead and formalize the net. This is K5YX, I'm in net control, Denton County Skywarn. As you may have heard just now, a warning has been issued for southwestern corner of Denton County for a storm coming in from Wise. So right now, again, minimum reporting criteria is going to be winds greater than 35 miles per hour, any hail, and any signs of lowering or rotation. K5Y, control. Okay, it's net control. Do I have any stations in the Justin or Ponder area? Justin or Ponder.
K5YX, KD5JOI. I am in Justin, on the north end of Justin proper, but I'm not able to go mobile for a couple hours.
All right, I'll go show you there, but you're stationary. Thank you, appreciate it. Weather Service is net control.
This is the National Weather Service Fort Worth. We are with you online now. I'm guessing you've already read the report out that we've issued out.
Yeah, I did catch that, and with that warning, we did formalize the net.
Okay, very good, sir. Just want to let you know that we are here with you. KSIWKG, National Weather Service Fort Worth.
K5YX, net control, Denton County Skywarn, net in progress. Looking for the southwest corner of the county. If I have any stations in Justin, Ponder, Argyle, Roanoke, down there in that area, you either go mobile or be stationary. Give me a call sign now. K5YX.
Weather Service, Denton County.
Weather Service, go ahead.
If you've got anybody in the southwestern corner area of Denton County, tell them to look down south, down toward Roanoke, Newark area. We're getting a lot of talk down here in Tarrant County. A lot of heavy rain, so our spars are getting rain wrapped happening. So that would help if they see anything happening down there. I don't want to send anybody down there unless there's somebody down there. Just let them know to look south for us also, but be aware of what's around them also, please. KF5LKG, National Weather Service, Fort Worth.
Yeah, we'll do. I have a stationary station there. KB8 Sierra Tango Victor. Are you on?
Sir, go ahead with your traffic. Over.
Yeah, the Weather Service would like you to keep an eye out to the south towards the Hazlet area down in there. That's where they the bulk of activity. So if you can keep an eye down south and report anything you might see.
Affirmative. KB8STV clear.
Net control from KC5AMT.
KC5AMT, go ahead.
Do you still need someone to take over the net?
If possible, yeah. I've got a meeting starting in a few minutes. I told them to start without me, but if I can break away, I really should.
Give me about 5 minutes and I'll be ready to take it.
That would be great. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, any station near the Crum area, watch for any rotation, any hail, and winds greater than 35. Refocus in the Crum area. W5MCN, net control.
Net control, Whiskey 5, Mike Charlie, November, copy direct.
K5MZT, Sarah Ann, if you look towards Crum, let me know if you see anything, any signs of lowering rotation or anything.
Roger, this is KE5MZT. I'm looking that direction. I'll watch for it. This is KE5MZT back to net. KE5MZT to net.
Go ahead.
Looking towards Crum, I do see a lowering over in that area. I'm just about half a mile west of 35 on University. Over.
All right, so you are at I-35 near University, so that would be the towards the north of Denton, and you're looking towards Crum, and you are seeing a lowering, right? Any rotation with that?
There's some trees in the way. Let me see if I can get a better vantage point. KE5MZT.
All right, thank you.
Control KF5LDJ.
LDJ, go ahead.
Last thing on the side here, did you hear there is a tornado warning issue for the Crum area? KF5LDJ.
Yes, I did. That's why I saw the chat notice, and I just saw that go up. So all stations in the net control radar indicated hail 1-inch diameter for Denton, and at 127, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Crum near Sanger, moving east to 40 miles per hour. New tornado warning for Denton County. KFIWAX net control.
KG5AN.
KG5AN, I believe. Nancy, go ahead.
Kilo Tango 5 Alpha Lima, 5 miles west of 35, quarter of a mile north of 380, had a measured wind gust of 61 miles per hour at 129.
All right, 61 miles per hour measured. Give me your location again.
I'm half a mile west of 156 and a quarter of a mile north of 380, about 5 miles west of where the interstate is at Denton.
So that's going to be about 5 miles west of Aubrey, is that right?
No, I'm about two miles west-southwest of Crum.
2 miles west-southwest of Crum. Measure wind 61. Thank you.
Measured at 30 feet, KT5AL.
Kilo India 5, Echo Papa Foxtrot. I'm in Denton here. We've got a siren going off. My cell phone said tornado warning. Can you tell me where it is?
Yeah, I just read that warning off. The warning is for the Sanger area, or for the Crum area, near Sanger, moving east to 40 miles per hour.
Say it's Crum and Sanger?
That's northwest of your location.
Okay, thank you. Kilo, India 5, Echo Papa, Foxtrot, clear.
All right, this is K5YX Net Control, Bibb County Skywarn. Remember, we have, I'm going to tighten up criteria, minimum party criteria, winds greater than 40 miles per hour, greater than 40 miles per hour, any hail, any signs lowering or rotation. Personal observations, please monitor the net.
Okay.
N5 LSM, November 5, Lima, Sierra, Mike.
N5 LSM, go ahead.
I'm going to be stationary at 380 in Loop 288 area, monitoring.
All right, keep an eye out towards the Crum Sanger area for any signs of lowering or rotation.
Good for Paul.
85 OP, go ahead.
I'm on 35, just at the Love truck stop on the northbound side, and the lowering is passing over this area right now. No rotation, no hail. It is a very low lowering, sir. It is a wall cloud, but I cannot see anything in it.
Okay, thank you for the report. Weather Service, Net Control, did you copy?
I copied wall cloud, and that's all I heard.
Yeah, he's at 35 at the Love truck stop. That's I-35 north of Denton. And he said the lowering is passing overhead. No rotation at this time.
The road.
I'm in position, Mike. KC5 AMT.
All right. KC5 AMT is K5YX. Assume net control.
Copy that. This is KC5 AMT. Net control for the Denton County Skywarn net.
Net control, Whiskey 5, Mike, Charlie, November.
W5, MCN, go ahead.
Can you update me on the biggest area concern around Crum? Which way do I need to be looking, sir?
Weather Service.
Weather Service, go ahead.
We are showing tornadoes going across Route 35, 3 miles north of Denton.
Copy that. Thank you, MCN. Did you copy?
I did. Everything's obscured by rain right now. I cannot see in that direction.
Okay, receive.
Probably also go coincide with the lowering that was also called in, 35 north of Denton also. He's seeing it, so somebody's seeing it up there happening.
To net. Sarian, I'm showing you at I-35 and University. Are you still in that location? Can you look off to the north?
I am proceeding on the frontage road north on I-35, I'm at just short of 288. There's so much rain, it'd be impossible to tell anything, but the rain has picked up. I'm going to try to pull off here and see if I can see anything. KE5MZT, back to net.
Receive, thank you.
KC5YN.
KC5YN, go ahead.
We are stationary at 428 and Farm to Market 2153, over.
Copy that, 428 and 2153. Can you look off to your west, northwest maybe, and see what you might be able to see from your vantage point?
Negative. We have a too hard to. It's raining too hard, over.
I received. Copy that. Thanks. KC5AMT.
B5NZB.
WB5NZB. Go ahead.
All right. I'm out here right just to the west of the University of North Texas Research Center. And I did spot a wall cloud north of that area, but it's been covered up by rain.
Copy. You saw a wall cloud, but it's now covered by rain. Is that correct?
Correct. I can't see anything because of rain.
That control, K5YX.
K5YX, go ahead.
Please make an announcement with the rain-wrapped system for everyone to either have a safe shelter or a bailout route.
Copy that. Thank you for that reminder. KC5OP from Net Control.
Go ahead.
Calling to see if you've got any updates on what you're able to witness up in your location.
Negative. It went, like I said, to the east, and I'm down here in 77 now in Denton, so I'm out of the area.
Okay, receive. If you can continue looking to your north, if you're available to do that, just let us know if you see anything. KC5AMT.
Break.
Go ahead, break.
Whiskey 5, Mike, Charlie, November, net control. We do have rotation right over the eastern side of Crum at 1173.
Copy that. You have rotation directly over Crum. You're on FM 1173. Over.
That's correct. No lowering at this time. I'll update you as needed.
Received, thanks. All right, let's hold off on routine check-ins. Our area of concern right now is up near the town of Crum. So anyone up in that area, we've got a rotation detected. Does anyone have anything that they can verify that for us? KC5AMT. KE5MZT from Net Control.
This is KE5MZT. I'm at the intersection of 288 and I-35. I was trying to get eyes on that rotation he's talking about. KE5MZT.
Received, thanks. Yeah, if you'll look a little bit to your west and a little bit north, that should put you up in the area of Crum. So just let us know what you see if you can confirm that rotation. KC5AMT. WB5SZB from KC5AMT.
WB5NZB, clear.
Are you still able to see the wall cloud that you reported a little bit ago?
Negative. Negative, negative. It disappeared into the rain.
Okay, copy that. And then are you able to confirm any of the rotation that they're witnessing over from?
I haven't been able to see the rotation. I'm sitting here. I think you see my position. And I haven't seen anything from this vantage point.
Whiskey, Luna Whiskey calling that. Okay, I'm going to go with Sarian first. MZT, go ahead.
I see the suspicious area, but I'm afraid to get any closer to it because it'll put me right in the path of it. But I do see a suspicious area that should be over Crum. KE5MZT, back to net.
Copy that, Sarian. Stay in a safe place and make sure you've got your escape route planned. And if you could, just keep an eye on it and let us know if it develops into anything else. Other station, I wasn't able to catch your call sign, but come with your call sign and go ahead with your report.
Weather Service.
Weather Service, go ahead.
Okay, you got any spotters in northern Denton? Tell them to look north of 316, 3163, and FM2164 on Trice Road. CASA is showing circulation happening down there. If you've got anybody in that area that can, or anybody that can look to that area.
Copy that. Sounds like that's going to be Gerald or MZT or MCM.
Control Whiskey 5, Mike Charlie November.
Go ahead.
That area rotation I noted earlier was moving northeast of my position, which is going to be in that same general area that the Weather Service is calling out. It is moving northeast. It's not very well organized, but I can see it from here. It's not moving a whole lot.
Copy that. You can see it, but it appears to be somewhat disorganized.
E5MZT to net.
MZT, go ahead.
Could you repeat the coordinates the Weather Service mentioned? Over.
I wish I could repeat exactly where that was, but I remember you said 3163.
I know he said North Denton, KE5MZT.
Like it's going to be just south of Sanger.
Kilo Foxtrot 5, Whiskey Lima Whiskey, calling net.
KF5, Lima Whiskey, Lima, go ahead.
Can you confirm any information about a tornado warning in Collin County? I received one over my phone, but I haven't seen anything come across my desk or anything yet. And it's Kilo Foxtrot 5, Whiskey, Lima Whiskey.
Audio dyslexia, that's something new. No, I don't have any information about what's happening over in Collin County at this time.
Thank you.
Weather Service.
Weather Service, go ahead.
Yes, there is a tornado warning for Dallas County, Denton County, Denton and Tarrant County still until 2:30 p.m.
Received. Thank you very much. I'm noticing some things down around Roanoke, Castlet area. Do you have any information on that?
They're all looking. They're all looking at it, but that's all right now. There's nothing concerned that they're not talking about.
Received. Thank you very much. KC5 AMT.
I've LKG National Weather Service Fort Worth.
E5EZ to net.
E5EZ, go ahead.
Break.
Okay, station with the break. Go ahead, please.
Weather Service is calling you. KF5LDJ.
Okay, station calling. Go ahead, please.
5EZ to net.
AE5EZ, go ahead.
We're 3 miles south of Martinville, just north of Lake Grapevine. We're starting to see quarter-inch hail, and looks like the winds picked up from 0 to 15 to 20 just real suddenly.
Received, copy, 3/4-inch hail and wind gusts of around 30 to 50.
Actually, that's quarter-inch hail. And the wind gusts are coming out of the north. Lots of might be inflow.
Copy, quarter inch hail, and the winds are coming out of the north now. KC5 AMT.
KC5 TCN, South Colony and Paycheck is getting a lot of ground, the light ground, cloud to ground lightning, W5TCN.
KC5 RPX, net control.
KF5 RPX, go ahead.
Kilo Golf 5, Romeo Papa X-ray, just letting you know I am mobile. Frankfurt and Old Den, or Frankfurt and 35 with elevation to view pretty much 360.
Received, thanks. You might keep an eye off to your west and see if you're able to see anything from that direction. KC5 AMT.
Do you need me anywhere else? KC5 RPX.
Net control, Kilo Golf 1, Golf Echo Mike. RPX, you can go ahead and stay where you are. That's going to be fine. KG1 GEM, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm on Cross Timbers and Flower Mound, about 2 miles west of Bruton Orange Road, and getting intermittent hail, small stuff, just barely quarter of an inch, but and it's intermittent, so it must be on the edge of whatever's dumping it.
Copy that. Yeah, you're probably on the, it looks like it's dissipating and heading off away from you. KC5 AMT.
KG5 RJR.
KG5 RJR, go ahead.
I am in Highland Village. I am beaconing on APRS. I have approximately 45-mile-an-hour winds.
Copy that, 45-mile-an-hour winds.
Get a cross street here in this section. It'll be triple crown on Windsor.
Received, thanks. KC5 AMT. N5 IMS from net control.
5 IMS, go.
Can you look off to your north, northwest, and to see if you see anything that looks suspicious?
Will do, and I'll come back in a minute or two with the report. Just an FYI, the Carrollton sirens are going off.
Okay, receive.
N5 IMS.
IMS, go ahead, please.
I see nothing of interest, just gray clouds, no rotation or anything. Currently wind's calm and not raining. N5 IMS. N5 IMS.
N5 IMS, go ahead.
From the Mars Group, there was reports of a wall cloud without rotation at Old Denton and Frankfurt, and generally from the northwest of that, heading northeasterly, and no rotation and no other significant things, but they did report a wall cloud and 5 IMS.
Receive, thanks. KC5 AMT. This is KC5 AMT, net control for the Denton County Skywarn net. Does anyone have any minimum reporting criteria? That would be winds greater than 35 miles an hour, hail, any rotation, any signs of a lowering. KC5 AMT. National Weather Service from Denton County.
Denton County, go ahead. This is Weather Service.
I notice our tornado warning is scheduled to expire at 2:30. Is there any reason for us to anticipate needing to stay active, or would we be free to secure it at that point?
My last report was 3 o'clock.
Copy that. We stay warned until 3 o'clock. All right. Thank you very much. KC5 AMT.
Denton County, we did file the tornado warning for y'all, but we still have thunderstorm warning for Collin, Dallas, Denton, and Tarrant until 3 o'clock.
Okay, copy that. We'll go ahead and keep the net active then. Is there any areas of concern that we need to be looking for?
No, right now everything is pretty much calmed down. They're just looking around for all over the place and throwing out reports, but to...
Okay, received. Thanks.
KFIVELKG National Weather Service 4. Thank you.
And thank you, KC5 AMT. All right, all stations. We're going to keep the net up and active. If anyone does run across minimum reporting criteria, please feel free to go ahead and let us know that. Otherwise, if you witness damage in your various travels this afternoon while we still have the net up, please go ahead and contact me so we can document that damage, fresh damage from today's storm, not stuff that swept over from the last one. KC5 AMT.
Weather Service.
National Weather Service, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just confirming. That just now flew off the tornado warning for the southeastern Denton County area. Just now pulled out, but we are still keeping up the tornado watch. Let me read this. Hold on for a minute. Let me back up a little bit. The thunderstorm warning will cancel out at 3 o'clock. We are still in a watch till 8 o'clock tonight, though.
Copy that. We'll go ahead and keep our net up until the thunderstorm warning expires, and then we'll go ahead and free all of our folks to secure, and we'll go ahead and see if there's any damage reports out there at this time. So thank you very much. KC5 AMT, net control for the Denton County Skywarn.
Okay, thank you. And I'll put out an hour now. Watch quiet. Thank you all the spotters out there for doing what you're doing out there. KFIVELKG National Weather Service, Fort Worth.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your service going in there. We've only got one county to worry about. You're covering 16 or however many it is, so we appreciate your service as well. KC5 AMT. All right. If anybody has any damage reports that they'd like to make, feel free to go ahead and contact Net Control. Areas where there's the possibility of damage would probably be up around the Crum area, between Crum and Sanger, between Denton and Sanger, along I-35. So those are some of the areas where we might look for damage if there's anything out there. This is TC5 AEMC Net Control for the Denton County Skywarn Net.
Net Control, KG5RPX.
KG5RPX, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to let you know I am secure and cleared, and that the Mars group just closed their net. So this will be KG5RPX, clear.
Oh, last.
Out on your left. Thank you, sir.
Copy that. Thank you for your help today. KG5 AMT. Okay, Mars is closing their net. I'm not seeing anything of great concern on the radar. Does anyone have any reason why they feel we should keep the net active at this time?
K5YX, I think you can close it.
Copy that, thanks. So with that being said, I want to thank everyone for their service today. It was short, sweet. It wasn't too bad, so I appreciate everyone supplying the reports that they did. They're very valuable and helpful. So with that, I'd like to go ahead and close the net, return the repeater back to its normal operating procedures, and we'll do that at 1441 hours.
KE5MZT.
That was a double, and Sarah Ann won. Go ahead.
I'm just going to cruise around and see if I see any damages. I see a lot of CG lightning going on. So I'm on my own. KE5MZT. Out.
Okay, if you do run across anything, just go ahead and give me a holler. I'll be moving around mobile, but I can go ahead and take a report if I need to. KC5 AMC. There was another station in there with Sarah Ann.
This repeater is returned to normal operation.
KC5 AMT, AG5 GV.
KG5 GV, KG5 Whiskey Victor Tango.
Good afternoon, John. Hold on just a second, please. KC5 AMT, AG5 GV. KG5 RJR, AG5 GV.
Warning, terminate.
5 RJR. Let me see if I can raise him on the phone.
Just heard on the repeater that the warning was terminated, but like I was telling you on the phone, that definitely looks like a wall cloud to me. And if you said it's got rotation, then it's trying to form a wall cloud. But that's my observation. I'm getting closer into Denton, so it's getting harder to see now.
Yeah, 5LDJ.
Sure, AG5GB.
Opening up the laptop. What are you looking at?
I'm on 377, headed north into Denton, and I had a pretty good vantage point of some clouds that were way off in the distance. Looks like it may be Pilot Point, Aubrey area, and it looked like a shelf cloud, half of a shelf cloud, but I'm thinking it may be a wall cloud trying to form. I was trying to get somebody to confirm or deny that on radar for me.
Still, East Sanger was possible help for in there, but I'm not seeing rotation at this time in the Aubrey area.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I know it was up north up there somewhere. Like I said, the closer I get to it, it's getting harder to see, but if you picture a shelf cloud in your mind, you know, just half of a shelf cloud, that's what it looks like on the bottom end of it, AG5GV.
Monitor weather for Skywarn activity today.
Yeah, it's tough to see anything on the radar at this time. We do see a little rotation just far northeast of there, but a possible rotation, but nothing real significant.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Just wanted to let somebody know what I saw. I think it's... I'm not real sure what it is. It looks like a wall cloud to me. You know, just a small one maybe trying to form, but wanted to pass that info along. AG5GV.
W5NGU.
Appreciate that. KF5LDJ.
Plenty of other tornado-warned areas in town, but I don't think National Weather Service really paying attention to this at the moment. KF5LDJ.
That. Thank you, my friend. John, go ahead, sir. AG5GV.
Just heard you in here, thought I'd say hi, but you had something to report, so that's more important. So I thought we might squeeze in a little knucklehead today after the storm because they discontinued the alert, but I didn't want to get in anybody's way. So how's it going for you today?
Oh, not too bad. We had an evacuation to storm shelters at work today, and I believe, according to the news, there's a pretty good-sized tornado that went either over or through Euless and Keller area, and I work in Keller, Roanoke, so that was interesting today.
There's somebody, I think he said he was a security or safety guy for a mall, maybe. I'm not sure. I didn't quite catch him, but he said he was activating the storm shelter activation, and he reported it into Kelly.
KC0L.
0L, John, go ahead, sir.
That was the mall in Louisville. I think they call it the Music City Mall now. It used to be Vista Ridge, but he did report that, that he was going to set up shelters and get people ready, because that thing was coming kind of right up through North Richland Hills and Euless up in that direction. But luckily, it broke apart and didn't turn out to be much.
I like it when they do that.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was headed straight for me, and I liked it when it did that too.
That's where I missed it. I forgot they renamed that mall. If he said Vista Ridge, I don't know just what he was talking about. KGC5 with Victor Tango.
It's not like we're in Nashville or anything. I think the Music City Mall is a different name, but I remember seeing a newspaper article about that not too long ago, and I was worried that these storms were going to break up the knucklehead net.
It's hard to break up a knucklehead.
Yeah, so, Eric, did you get a lot of weather where you were? You say you were down in, did you say you were down in northeast Tarrant County?
Yeah, we were just north of Walmart. Well, north of Walmart, listen to me. North of Keller at Walmart, in between Keller and Roanoke. Nothing real significant at work. I got some great videos of the funnel cloud that went over, though. And I'll try to post those later on the weather net chat on WhatsApp. But long story short, just, you know, minor tree limb damage and, you know, nothing major. But according to the news, as I was walking out, I walked through the break room and they had pictures of the tornado that went through Euless and just behind us. So I don't know. I don't know what kind of damage it did or if it touched down or what. But looking at the news, it was pretty impressive.
I haven't seen those pictures yet. I was hearing the reports where they were saying it was crossing I-35 in Northeast Tarrant Parkway, and I kind of know where that is, so that must have been the one that they were talking about. When it came through, it made quite a ruckus.
That went right over our building.
You're still here to tell about it. Well, that's a wonderful thing.
Well, we knew it was coming because I had radar up and everything. So anyway, we knew it was coming, but when it got to us, it was just, rotating scuds, what I'm going to call it, even though it was, very, very small funnel, and then went from there. So no damage to us. We got a lot of wind out of it, though.
Yeah, we had a wind shift here, but we didn't have the high winds. We had heavy rains. That was all it was. We didn't have bad lightning. We didn't have any hail. It's one of those weather nets that I was glad to participate in because I didn't have to give any reports.
Still kind of eyeballing that storm up to the north. I'm on 288 now, headed over to 380. There's a lot of lightning in it, and, of course, I can't see the clouds that I reported earlier, but a lot of lightning in it. It's impressive.
Okay, so that's the storms that are just now crossing 35 north of Denton, and it looks like a long line that stretches almost from 288 all the way up to the Oklahoma line.
That's the ones.
There must be a great view, but I'm painting it on radar. Luckily, I'm down here in the southeast portion of the county, so that one's not going to impact me at all, but you drive safely.
My friend, will do.
D0L, clear and standing by.
A warning issued for Rockwall and Kaufman County now, AG5GV.
KG5HHL, mobile.
KG5HHL, KC0L. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I moved up to 377 and 380, that overpass, and take a look at the backside of this wall cloud, and I think it is a wall cloud. There's several scuds around it, though, and it just started raining on me, so it's kind of disappearing. Doesn't look like there's any rotation to it, though.
Because I think it's wall cloud.
At this point, move northeast, is that right?
Y'all doubled.
It is east of you and moving northeast, is that correct?
It is north of east of me, and I haven't seen it long enough to decide which direction it's really moving.
Weather service, if you're on frequency, this is KC0L, Denton County. Don't appear to be on frequency right now, but we've suspended the net for Denton County at this point because they didn't see anything, but you're seeing a wall cloud, is that right?
Probably.
I'm watching it, and it kind of looks like a wall cloud to me. Like I said, I also see some scuds around it, too, that don't seem to be moving in relationship to that line, and I don't see rotation to it.
We had a couple of doubles there. KC5 AMT. Kelly, are you on frequency? K5YX or KF5LDJ, or either you on frequency?
IIL.
Bob, N0IIL. Go ahead.
This service is rather busy right now because they've got active tornadoes out east in Van Zandt.
Yes, sir, understood, but they always like to hear about a wall cloud. But I'm looking at radar, and, I mean, it's not looking that impressive to me, but it's headed northeast.
C0L, AG5GV.
Sir, go ahead.
That's the one that I saw earlier. Talked to Michael about it already.
Okay, roger that. It is headed northeast out of the county, and it'll go north of Collin County.
Roger that. I'm on the backside of it as well, 380 and 377, and yes, it is a wall cloud.
Okay, very good. Well, as Bob said, they're kind of busy with stuff to the east of us right now. They got multiple red boxes on the map.
Monitor weather for Skywarn activity today.
Well, like I said, I don't see anything that looks like it's rotating, but it is moving northeast for sure.
Hey, if you spot rotation, give us a call. We'll contact the Weather Service. Don't have a net. There is no net running right now because we stood down after things kind of moved out of Denton County. But some of the stuff that's going across the north end is worth watching.
W5NGU.